This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. President Joe Biden made a surprise stop at a garage-themed restaurant in a western suburb of Detroit, where he told diners he planned to, quote, finish the job. Instead of Trump, the alternative is not much of an alternative.
But we have real opportunities, real opportunities. And so we got to finish the job, and I promise you, I'm okay.
Biden got a boost earlier in the day when two prominent Democrats, Representative James Clyburn and California Governor Gavin Newsom, said he should stay in the race. But there were signs that his support was weakening elsewhere as two more lawmakers called on him to drop out. Democratic office holders, donors, and activists are trying to determine whether Biden is their best bet to defeat Trump in the November 5th election and serve another four-year term in the White House. At least eight bodies were discovered on Friday in a quarry in Makuru, a collection of slums in Nairobi, eyewitnesses and rights groups told Reuters, amid ongoing tensions following last month's anti-government protests. Christy Kilburn from Reuters has the story.
So atujui.
Makuru Justice Center activist Milia Nayamota says most of the bodies are women and that they, quote, don't know whether they are among the people who were abducted because of the protests. Activists have accused police of using excessive force and abducting dozens in attempts to quell deadly protests last month. Intense criticism forced Kenya's police chief, Japheth Kome, to resign on Friday. President William Ruto announced Kome's resignation the day after he fired nearly his entire cabinet. A government spokesperson shared a police statement on the social media platform X, saying that authorities are analyzing samples to identify the deceased and that investigations are underway.
Christy Kilburn from Reuters. For additional stories, visit our website, VOA News.